producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program with major sponsorship provided by CRN Digital and Jennifer Horn.
Proud to do it, sir.
Yes, I know you're proud to do it. Ken Kessler is here monitoring Facebook and Twitter. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Racial turmoil on the campus of the University of Missouri. They have announced plans to offer diversity training now to all of their new students, white and black, as well as faculty, old and new, staff members as well. Governing board of the University of Missouri will appoint a new president and a new provost and officers to oversee diversity and equality lessons at all four of the University of Missouri campuses. How do you feel about this? 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Is this something important to the listeners of the Good Day program, or is this more of the same sort of thing, racism, bigotry?
Is it about sensitivity training, or is it about zero tolerance for the crime?
Well, what's the crime?
Well, so if we use the example of Missouri in the university system, they were rubbing poop swastikas on the hallways of buildings.
Who's they?
Whoever this group is that was doing these racist crimes. So,
is it a crime to be a racist?
I don't know if it's a crime, but I think you should get pushed out of school if you're putting poop on a wall and putting it in the shape of a swastika. That's pretty ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, that means you're kicked out of school. Don't you think zero tolerance instead of sensitivity training?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. Yeah, don't we have that now?
No, I don't know. Do we? I mean, I think that's why there was a protest in Missouri. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends on where it is, frankly. I think it depends on where it is. There's a lot of college activities on college campuses all across the country. This kind of reminds me, maybe the question is whether or not college life is actually a microcosm of what's going on in reality. And that's what I remember being told when I went to college. You need this social experience. You don't necessarily need the academic experience, but this is what I was told. You need the social experience. You need to broaden your horizons. You're a kid that grew up on the farm. You don't have a lot of friends. You don't have, you're socially kind of
excuse
me, I don't know if I was told I was inept. I was immature.
Okay.
I was socially immature. So the same thing that happened, the first thing that happened to me when I got to Heidelberg was to put a beanie on and go through all of the things that you do when you are being initiated onto a new college campus. At least that's what I thought went on at the time when I was a freshman in the mid-60s at Heidelberg College, then university now. Is there racism? There was racism there. I didn't know it, didn't pay much attention to it, but there was racism at that. And there is racism on private colleges, at public universities. There's racism in the workplace. There's racism. There's racism everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't just whites and blacks. It's blacks and whites.
There
are certain blacks.
Racism.
If you're from a certain place, blacks don't like certain blacks that come from certain places. Same as whites don't like some whites that come from certain places. And they don't like certain religions. And they don't like people of this. I mean, it's just crazy.
And stereotypes always exist, Doug. No matter how many times you do sensitivity training, our brain classifies people into groups. It's just how we are. Mm. It doesn't make people bad people. What makes you a bad person is when you start acting on it. And when you let it influence your life and take it over and create fear, and that's what we have to start trying to eliminate. I just don't know if more talking and more sensitivity training does anything at all except money and time.
Zero tolerance. This problem. Zero tolerance makes people angrier.
If you smear poop on a wall like a wild animal, you are getting kicked out of school.
I'm with that. Yeah. I'm down with that. Yep.
Yeah, and if if that started to happen, I think these things would start to go away.
You know what? You just said something about fear. I was reading something about the self-created state of worry and fear. We are afraid of people who are different than we are. Why?
Right.
Why?
Because they're different.
Why? The why? What is there about the human condition that would lead us to believe? And this is, by the way,
becoming... I imagine it probably is in our DNA. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I imagine that's in our DNA from like way, way back when things that were different actually threatened you. You know, when you...
Well,
yeah.
The stuff that's taught by our parents, the racism that's obvious in Missouri and other states, other locations, big cities, small cities, big locations, small locations, there is this is becoming worse, I think. I sense it's sort of back and forth like a pendulum. When I was a kid, there was a lot of racism. Boston's a very racist city. Oh, you know, they say, oh, northern. No. Racism is not an exclusive thing to the South by any stretch of the imagination. There's plenty of it in every aspect of our lives and every place that you can go to. And not even, by the way, just in this country. You can go to England, and there's real racism there as well. All over Europe, China, Asia. Japanese hate Chinese. And I don't like that word hate. You know I don't use it. The Japanese despise the Chinese. But to us... What do we know about the difference between the Japanese and the Chinese, right? We don't know anything. What's the difference between a Vietnamese and a Korean? You don't know. For the most part, you can tell by looking, I suppose, in a sense. Koreans, the South Koreans don't like the North Koreans. You know what I mean? It's like this stuff goes on, and it's craziness. But yet there's something, as much as I extol the value and virtue of this infinite intelligence that has created the Earth and the life on Earth and whatever is created on other planets in our solar system and what's going on also in our galaxy and here, there, and everywhere. Are there lilac trees on Mars? Mm. Look at a lilac tree and how magnificent it is. And so we look at that. Okay, there's the building blocks of life are terrific and important, and we can't exist without them. But part of the building blocks are, as Jennifer just said, the DNA of what we get from our parents or people who are around us to influence us as we're growing up and create these prejudices that are passed on and on and on and on and on. Let's pause now. It's 14 past the hour. I could feel my blood pressure going up.
Take a little breathing.
Yeah. And this, the habitual worry that some of us have, and you know, the fear of things that are different, it's just a fantasy. That's the thing. It's fantasy land. And that goes for pretty much all the things that we worry about. 99%, Jennifer's kind of a worrier, 99% of what you worry about doesn't come true, does it?
No, it makes no sense. It doesn't nothing but make me feel bad.
Yeah, and sometimes I am about certain things, and it just affects your health and well-being. You need to be working on healing yourself, because as soon as you heal yourself, that has a multiple multiple effect on the people around you. If you're exuding confidence and happiness and light and stuff, the people want to be around you, and the more people around that are like that, the better off all of our situations that we seem to be worried about will be. That's my philosophy anyway. Okay, so we have 16 past the hour, and this is I've had 2 days of this. I thought about it earlier. It's all thought, Jennifer. It is all thought. And when you are thinking too fast, what's that old expression? Your teeth get caught behind you. No, your tongue gets caught behind your eye. Teeth can't see what you're saying. So I need to calm down.
Slow down. Take a chill pill.
Calm down. Calm down. Don't think about how badly the veterans are being treated.
No.
No, let's not think about that. How about we talk about something that'll be very important to us in the next 24 hours and a few minutes? Is that okay?
It's 17 past the hour on Thursday.
The Military Order of the Purple Heart, made up of veterans who have received the Purple Heart Medal, was congressionally chartered in 1958. The Purple Heart Foundation, its fundraising arm, supports a number of programs and services dedicated to helping all veterans and their families. One way that we can honor the sacrifice that military vets made for our country is to help the foundation assist veterans and their families. Retired Vietnam veteran and chairman of the board for the Purple Heart Foundation, Jeff Roy.
The Purple Heart Foundation assists all veterans and their families with suicide prevention, support for brain injuries, counseling for post-traumatic stress and women's health issues, all common challenges for returning veterans. The foundation also provides scholarships, family and VA claim assistance, employment training, medical care, education, housing, and death and burial benefits.
For more information and how you can donate, visit PurpleHeartFoundation.org.
Faith and Mobility Connect. I'm Risa Jill Miller. An AT&T survey shows 41% of Americans use a mobile device to connect to their faith or inspiration. Aside from faith-inspired apps, downloading inspirational music emerged as a top trend among younger multicultural groups. Hip-hop legend Rev Run uses tech to inspire.
I've been sending daily inspirational notes to friends and family from my phone for years. Now I share those same messages with millions from my social media accounts. Messages like, never chase goals more than you chase God.
Rev Run knows the value of engaging and inspiring.
With all the apps out there, it's easy to connect to motivational music and literature. Sometimes it just takes a quick second and a quote to get some through the day. AT&T calls this Inspired Mobility, a national conversation on how folks are using tech to tap into faith.
Join the Inspired Mobility conversation. Follow hashtag Inspired Mobility and share your inspired moments on social media Sunday, November 22nd.
It is the fifth leading cause of death from cancer in men, but now the results of a groundbreaking study just released in The Lancet Oncology show promise in improving screening for prostate cancer. Joseph Bernardo is president of the clinical next generation sequencing and oncology business at Thermo Fisher Scientific.
The goal of our collaboration with the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm is to develop a more precise test for prostate cancer than relying just on the prostate-specific antigen, better known as PSA.
The PSA test has been shown to have a high false positive rate, which can sometimes lead to unnecessary and painful treatments. This study, called Stockholm 3, showed a 30% reduction in biopsies without compromising the number of actual cancers diagnosed.
The study authors conclude that a 30% reduction in prostate biopsies would translate to 300,000 fewer procedures in the United States. So in addition to improving patient experience and outcome, there is also the potential for significant healthcare cost savings.
Learn more about Stockholm 3 at news.thermofisher.com.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. The federal appeals court says the president, where's the Ringo Starr? No. What is that? I don't wanna. What's that song he has? That's the No-No song.
No-No
right?
song.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we should have that here for the president because he cannot move forward with a plan to provide 5 million immigrants with work permits. Yeah. So now the lawyers that you pay for that are supporting the administration can appeal the decision to the Supreme Court for consideration, not till next year, though. Maybe by that time he'll be out of office or will have lost the election or something along the lines that can. There's really no solution to this. It's kind of like the Middle East problem. And maybe we should just give up. What do you think?
Nope.
We spent so much time trying to figure this out, and nobody can come up with an answer. So why do we just, let's give up?
Because you can't give up, Dougie. If
why?
You want to be the leader, you can't give up.
We're not the leader anymore.
Well, we need to be. We need to regain. We need to make America great again.
How are we going
to
do that?
Well, I happen to have a hat right here that'll tell you all about it.
Really? Uh-huh. And the reason that I know about this is because I went to the president's personal Facebook page. Ken, did you go there yesterday?
Oh, this is new.
Yes, I did.
And what did you see?
That he basically introduced himself to Facebook.
Hi.
That was all that was there.
So you think he's going to watch it himself? Half a million, Ron, already?
Or? Yeah, half a million people immediately liked it.
Mm-hmm. So will that break the system?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. What do you suppose prompted that? Did he say in his post what prompted him to have his own personal? Is there a danger to that?
It could be his political afterlife, right?
No, he said he just wanted an opportunity for more direct conversation.
It's late for that, pal.
Yeah. Have a nice
good
to
luck.
See you.
Anyway, all right, thanks for joining. 21 after on Good Day.
smile because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest in the land.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hour, there is a musical component, and so here we've chosen to go back to the year 1988 to bring you the top five songs, excerpts from all of them, starting at number five, Whitney Houston's One Moment in Time. So enjoy this for a moment or two. This moment in time, Jennifer.
I like it.
Sweet, yes.
What a voice.
Yeah, big, big voice. Super voice. So that's number five. Let's move to Bon Jovi in the number four position with Bad Medicine this week in 1988.
I love it.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Kara said she could do without it.
Oh, I love it.
Love it? We've all had some of this. Bad food and then bad medicine.
Bad medicine.
Bad vibes. Let's move to something that's maybe a little more fun. This was a remake of Little Eva's Locomotion by Kylie Minogue. Number three this week, 1988. Come on, baby, do the locomotion. Bring it up, Kara. Try it again, Kara.
Sorry, that song was a jam when I was in middle school, and we would all go to the skating rink.
Really?
So,
for that?
Really? Because
yeah.
I feel like I was a little kid when this came out. I loved her.
I don't know.
Her.
I guess it was still popular.
Everybody in the locomotion. I love this album. When in the, 63 is when Little Eva, who was Carol, you know that Carol King story? She was Carol King's babysitter.
Ah.
And when she and Jerry Goff and her husband at the time came home. They were big songwriters, performers at the time together. They had written this song, and apparently it was on the piano, and little Eva had learned how to play the piano enough to be able to figure out how to sing this song. So she was singing it when Carole King came home one night after the baby had gone to bed, and they listened to it and said, yeah, this would be a terrific song for you to record, and that's what happened. So I don't know if Carole King approved of Kylie Minogue doing the song, but I know that's how little Eva became a star. Number two this week in 1988, the Beach Boys. Saw the Beach Boys this summer. We had a great time on a Friday night down on the South Shore in the coast of Massachusetts, the South Shore Music Tent. And the Beach Boys were there. Nine voices and musicians that reignited in both Meredith and me, I think, the passion that we have for the Beach Boys. They're nothing but hits. Hit after hit after hit. Sound like a disc jockey.
All the hits, none of the misses.
Nope. I don't want to go to see a concert where there's jamming.
Ew, it's so boring.
Let's give me the hits, please. So, let's see. This is number two. Became number one the next week. Number one this week in 1980 belongs to the Escape Club. This was from the remake. Well, this is from the movie let's see, who was in the movie? I remember, well, obviously, Conrad was in the television show. What was his part in his name? Artemis was his name.
Artemis,
of the character.
Oh my gosh, why am I blanking on that?
I don't know. I remember. Is he still alive?
Yes.
Are they friends?
Ross Martin.
Ross Martin. They're not friends?
I don't think so.
No, really.
I mean, I don't know if they keep in touch. I don't think so.
Yeah. We were talking about Jennifer has Robert Conrad working with her at the cable radio network. That's why I asked the question. This was a horrible movie. Will Smith was in it.
Oh, and Robert Conrad hated every bit of it.
I bet he did.
It irked him that they ruined his show.
Yeah, it was a horrible movie. All right, so anyway, that's the list. Whitney Houston, Bon Jovi, Kylie Minogue, the Beach Boys, and the Escape Club. Big songs during this week in 1988 here on Good Day.
Bye. I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learn in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-908-1509 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-908-1509. Call 800-908-1509. Again, that's 800-908-1509. 800-908-1509.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has five times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler minding our P's and Q's, as it were. Jennifer's going to have a television update, news from the world of TV. The Comcast folks have locked down 200,000 customers because of passwords being brokered on the black market. It almost seems to me, maybe I'm not reading this or interpreting it correctly, Jennifer, but it looks like something that wasn't the customer's fault has been sort of turned around, and they've been told, if you don't do this, you'll lose your account.
Right. Well, you know, sometimes it just happens and you just got to go with it. 200,000 Comcast accounts were locked down. And all you have to do, I mean, basically you just have to go in and reset your password and your information because the company was hacked and all that information had been sold online to black market brokers. So if you're a Comcast customer and you can't get into your email today, all you have to do is just reset your password.
One would wonder why somewhere, who it is, who buys this stuff and then resells it, and who buys it from the reseller?
It goes on the dark web, which I think is so weird that that even exists, but apparently there's this whole other internet out there that most of us normal people don't know how to access, and that's where this stuff goes. It's, you know.
It's not like the, what's the other, Internet 2 or something, what's the other internet supposed to be being developed? It's called Internet
2.0? Like a mission boy? No? Is that what it is? A different operating system?
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's all the technology, and it's beyond my pay grade most of the time to figure it out. I'm trying to now learn how to. I'm going to take a class this week in how to use my smartphone.
Can I give you a little... That's a good idea for you. And a little tip, if you are one of these people that's affected by the Comcast hack, set your password with something totally different from your old one, because because your name and your password together as a combination are what's being sold.
Right.
So change that password completely.
Mm-hmm. And don't make it your name.
Yeah, or password, 123. You know, they were selling it for only $1,000.
Really? The whole thing?
The whole list, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And the 200,000 names were on the market for $1,000?
Yep, or you could buy 100,000 names for $300.
Good Lord.
I know. Not a lot of money for all your personal info, right?
The story about women on birth control, there is a there's a survey. I'm not sure because I'm not in this league, but you maybe can help me out, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
The share of women here in our country on birth control that is long-acting reversible methods of birth control, like the IUDs that are used.
The pill.
The pill. The amount of women using these devices has doubled in the last 4 or 5 years. So why would that be, I'm wondering?
Well, I think people are more sexually free. I think people are willing to talk about that more. They're owning their sexuality more.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are more willing to have honest conversations with their doctors to get prescriptions. And, you know, it's very in vogue to be on birth control.
In vogue.
Well, accepted, I guess. Maybe in vogue isn't the right word, but it's accepted in society where before there was more of a stigma.
Hmm. Plus, to talk about it or to be on it, actually.
Correct. To be on it or to talk about it or to ask for it. You know, and I think the other issue that we have to look at is that our diets and our food and whatever else is going on, the smog in the air, whatever it is, a lot of women have fertility issues that are helped by the pill. I know polycystic ovarian syndrome is one that's huge and growing, and you get prescribed the pill for that to control it.
Really?
Huh. There's a whole lot of diseases that you get the pill because it helps.
You get the pill
for relatively new.
Mm-hmm. And that's new. That's new research that shows that this pill has multi-purposes.
Huh. All right.
I was put on the pill for that. I mean,
really?
I know from experience that they say, hey, you need to have more estrogen, you need to have this and that, and the best way to do that is with the pill.
Hmm.
Now, I'm allergic to it, so I had to come off of it right away, but...
So why didn't it get replaced? What happened in the replacement department? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That explains a lot then.
Hey, what does that mean?
The Kremlin says today, bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, says no-no. Boy, we did the no-no already, didn't we?
Nyet. That's a weirdo.
The Russians are denying, this is going to be, I'm going to take this show to Broadway in New York. Ready for that?
Just to the street, right?
Yeah, right. 42nd and Broadway.
I'll get you a cup.
Uh-huh.
You can collect quarters.
So the Ruskies have denied allegations by the World Anti-Doping Agency.
I love that there's an anti-doping agency.
The World Anti-Doping Agency. A systematic state-backed cheating with their athletes being pumped up and built up, sticking needles in them everywhere. Taking pills for this, that, and the other thing so that they can be the best. They can be the biggest. They can be the strongest. They can win. Winning by cheating is hardly winning, though, is it? Not? He says, of course, bad lad says, well, we don't do any of this stuff. Look at the hair on my chest. It's all natural.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't think he's competing, though, is he?
No, but he'd probably like to. You know how Putin likes to show his manhood.
Mm-hmm.
Show off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I just think state indoors doping is funny.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead, track and field. They won't notice.
The car talk portion of the program brought to you by Four Wheels and Four Tires. Two-thirds of Samsung.
And no does for me.
No does? Oh, come on. Samsung has 1,800 patents, and half of them, or more actually, deal with electric cars or the technology that will run them. The company wants to get into this new $500 billion market for car technology as things change. This has become sort of a subtle theme of this program, in a manner of speaking. Whenever we come up with something new regarding self-driving cars, we were just actually talking about what it would take to have the roads fixed for self-driving cars. I can't imagine that there's money out there to provide for every road in the country to be, and how do you do this if you don't have every single road equipped to handle the self-driving car?
Right.
What happens if you drive across the country and you go to a road you've never been to in the middle of the mountains of Pennsylvania and there's nothing there? What do you do? End up on a tree?
Or pull over.
Well,
I can parallel park you, I've heard.
Really? So anyway, this is the data was compiled by Samsung. They have not partnered with an automaker, but this is a big market. You can see this kind of stuff. And I don't know, I have a Samsung smartphone. Are they big, big, big in all kinds of technology? I always thought it was just sort of this.
Yeah, they're big.
They are big. Mm. Okay. Let's see. What was the other? The United Automobile Workers have endorsed a proposed labor agreement with Ford that is slightly richer than the contracts with General Motors and Chrysler. That's because Ford is making more money than General Motors or Chrysler. So they're going to share it with their employees. Is that the right thing to do? If a company's making, let's say, Jennifer, your company is making more money, you share it with the employees?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You do? How do you
do that? Our company grows. Yeah, it would either be a bonus or it would be maybe additional money in their salary. But, I mean, we've always done that. When our company grows, we try to pass it on.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been able to do that in a little while. I'm just kidding.
So they understand that in this business. Good Lord. Oof. Speaking of business, Campbell Soup is altering the recipe for its chicken noodle soup.
Why?
Wow. Because there are too many ingredients in it, and it costs too much money, and global soup sales are stagnating. Too many soups on the market. So Campbell says instead of 30 things in our soup, we're going to have 20 things in our soup starting next year. Cutting back. I wonder what it'll taste like. Isn't that really what the arbiter is?
Yeah. Though? Remember Campbell's soup is good food?
Campbell's, good. Isn't that what it is? Good.
That's
what
Campbell's
soup is. Oh, it's good.
30 things in their soup?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
There's chicken and noodles and...
And rock. Stuff.
And
28 other things.
Yes. Yum. 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 Target in the news. America's biggest retailers betting millions of you want to shop on Thanksgiving Day. So Target is going to open at 6 o'clock Thanksgiving night. Last year was the first time they tried this. They wanted to get a jump on Black Friday. So Macy's also says they'll open. If Target's doing it, we're doing it. Sears says if Macy's and Target's doing it, then we're doing it. Toys R Us says if Sears and Macy's and Target's doing it, we're going to do it too. So who's going to go shopping on Thanksgiving?
I never go shopping on Thanksgiving. I do sometimes go Black Friday, though.
Really? Go where? Where do you go?
The mall.
Really?
Where do you go?
I go to have a sandwich. Turkey, likely.
Lame.
A little bit of turkey. The Target folks have announced closing 13 stores just after Christmas. Austin, Texas. Odessa, Florida. Victorville, California. Flint, Michigan. Columbus, Ohio. Milwaukee. Superior, Wisconsin. Springfield, Ohio. Let's see. Anderson, Indiana, where we're heard. Dixie, yeah, we're heard in a lot of these areas. Louisville, Kentucky. They said that the decision was based on the poor performance of these stores, not any way to do with what else is going on in the company. The company's fairly, they've sort of got kicked around since that scandal with the credit cards last Christmas, right? But did people not go there because of that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I go there. I think they're a nice, clean, I'm not a big shopper, so I'm not the one who's really going to be the arbiter. But you can find pretty much anything in there. They're big. The stores are big. Lots of different things. It's so much cleaner and better than Walmart and I don't know. I mean, I get a different feeling going into the Sears store. The only Sears store I go into is in Santa Monica. I don't even know where there are Sears stores around.
There are so few and far. But you remember when Sears was the place you went for everything?
Yep.
Appliances, car stuff, everything.
Yep, everything. Speaking of everything, everything you want to know about what's going on in the world of television comes up next with Jennifer Horn's report in a matter of, let's see, how many seconds? Do we figure this out? We'll start playing the commercials and I'll figure it out, Kara. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair, cleanse your scalp, cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act, clean up your hair, get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you're colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order a Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Electronics Association's Holiday Retail Outlook Study, 65% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this season. With tablets, smartphones, and laptops topping the holiday wish list, new devices powered by Intel's 6th-gen core processors, Intel's best processor ever, are bound to be among this year's favorites. 6th-generation Intel core-based systems are faster than ever, offering 2.5 times the performance, triple the battery life, and enhanced security, as well as 30 times better 3D graphics. Stephanie Matthew is an Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering dozens of the thinnest, lightest, and sleekest devices ever. The combination of Intel's best processors and Windows 10, which runs best on the 6th-generation Intel Core processors, enables new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it is a laptop, 2-in-1, tablet, Intel Compute Stick, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
All right, so there is some exciting things going on. There's a television theme somewhere there, but we don't need it because we can do 57 channels with nothing on.
Now, also going on in TV news, Donald Trump on SNL did a great job in the ratings. Well, NBC is saying that Donald Trump's rivals each get their 15 minutes of fame now, too, in accordance with the FCC rules that require political candidates to have the same amount of airtime. NBC stations have begun filing a legal notice about Donald Trump's broadcast time on Saturday Night Live. So, hey, Mike Huckabee, Rand Paul, you better get ready because you can head over to NBC. Larry David also legitimately is getting $5,000 for shouting out, "You're a racist," to Trump from that Latino group, DeportRacism.com, which is pretty funny. NBC, speaking of them, they've renewed Chicago Fire and Chicago PD for a second season. They've also renewed the new show Blind Spot, which is pretty good. That's going to get a second season. Now, we have some time to talk about some shows that are getting picked up and what you should get attached to.
And well, you can do that if you want.
Okay, well, Blind Spot, done, renewed. Heroes Reborn on NBC. Probably you don't have to worry because it's a 13-episode miniseries, so it'll be over after 13 episodes. If you're a fan of the show Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris, pretty sure that that'll be sticking around. Truth Be Told with Mark Paul Gosselaar, it's a brand new sitcom. Yeah, that's going away. It's been already already cut to 10 episodes from 13. And The Player with Wesley Snipes, you liked that show, right?
I just saw a little of it. It's Gonzo anyway, because J-Lo's coming up.
Well, it's cut to 9 episodes, so that one's gone. Over at Fox, Scream Queens looks like it's going to get fully renewed. Rosewood has been picked up for a full season. The Grinder and Grandfathered, which are two pretty cute sitcoms, those have been picked up as well for a full season. Minority Report is a disappointment there. Everybody thought that would perform well. It's already been cut to 10 episodes.
Hmm. Bye-bye shows. Nah. All right, 51 after on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now, 53 past the hour on the Doug Staff and Good Day program, the theme from Warren Eckstein's pet show. Animal lovers love to listen to Warren, who broadcasts every weekend around the country. Great radio program, been on the air for a long, long time. I think you've been on the air as long as I have, haven't you? Have you been on?
29 years, Doug.
How much?
29 years.
Doing the syndicated show. Didn't you do radio or something before that? I thought you were doing some radio before that, too.
A TV before that.
Oh, okay. Well, you've got a face. I'd like to be in pictures. He's got a face for TV. All right, so Warren, what did I called him the dog guy earlier. Making lovely references to you. But the first story in a moment has to do with that study on cats wanting to kill you. That's coming up here in a matter of moments on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Lots of talk about heroes and heroines lately, so who do your children look up to? Granted, there are a lot of people out there who deserve the title, so let's try an experiment. Ask your children the following. So, kid, who's your hero or heroine? Who do you look up to? Here's what the developmental scientists have to say. A research friend of mine asked children the same question, and the number one hero and heroine may surprise you. They didn't name a celebrity or someone famous from history. Instead, an overmajority of children named, ready for this, Mom and Dad.
In a world full of superheroes, there are two that stand above the rest.
What's the chief psychological trick? Well, now you know. You're not just a mom or a dad. You're a hero. Actually, you're a superhero. So they're watching and they're learning. What super extraordinary skill are you, the parent, going to teach today? Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, Warren Eckstein here with us on the Good Day program. Last week, we were talking about this study that was done. Researchers supposedly compared the personalities of cats with wild cats and suggested that leopards, you know, bigger cats, that if your cat were bigger, you would be mealtime for the cat. And so apparently, with all these headlines, somebody really looked into the study and found out that that isn't what they found at all. Your cat doesn't want to kill you after all, Warren. I guess that's the good news here.
Yeah, I guess that's the bottom line. But if they did want to kill you, I can understand it. It's people like you, Doug, that talk about cats badly all the time. And if I was a cat, I might want to murder myself.
Or murder me. But I've changed
that. Cats are so smart, though. You know, cats just get a really bad rap. I always believe when people say cats can't be trained, they're not as smart as dogs. I always tell people that cats are so smart, they convinced us that they can't be trained just so we leave them alone.
Yeah. All right, so let's follow that one step further. The story about pit bulls, pit bull apparently killed a boy on Long Island over the weekend, and so now comes forth all of the suspected stories about pit bulls and how bad they are. And I think I've told you that we're sharing I've never had a pit bull before, but Meredith has had several of them and likes them a lot, and that's what she chose. She wanted to have a new dog after Charlotte died. She wanted to have a dog, and she wanted to get one for me and her. Turned out we settled in on one dog, a female named Millie, who's a part pit bull, and coming from where she came from, understand her a bit of aggression, which is sort of being trained out of her, but it's all about who owns the dog, who trains the dog, what life is like for the dog, no matter what the breed. So I guess I wonder why it is that pit bulls have this constant haranguing from people.
Well, you know, it's very simple. And as a matter of fact, when it comes to pit bulls, I don't know if you know this, but I trained the original Tig from Buster Brown and Tig.
Yeah, you told me.
Tig was
that.
My dog.
Right, that was a pit bull.
And yeah, Tig was an American Staffordshire Terrier, one of those.
Staffordshire Terrier, that's what Millie is. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and a great dog. But in terms of pit bulls, here's the problem. Now, I've been investigating this for a lot of years. If you look at almost every case where a pit bull has attacked someone, it's the type of owner that lived with that dog. For example, the one on Long Island, the dog lived in squalor. It was unneutered. Looks like it had scars on it. But the bottom line is this. The average jerk, the criminal, the person that wants a pit bull, very often is not the type of guy that's going to get a Cocker Spaniel. I had an argument with someone yesterday, and I said, what if I agree with you and we get rid of every pit bull that ever existed? These same people, these drug dealers and gangsters, will get Dobermans and German Shepherds and mixed breed dogs and Mastiffs and make them just as aggressive. It's all about socializing, exposure, and education. It has nothing to do with the breed. Blame the deed. Don't blame the breed.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Blame the deed. Don't blame the breed.
Yeah, because if the schnauzer bites someone, it's not headlines tomorrow.
Yeah, right, exactly. Israeli Minister of the Interior proposed sending stray dogs and cats to another country because they aren't being sterilized and they're worried about all the dogs and cats. What do you think about that idea?
Sterilize them. What's the big deal? Sterilize them all. Don't send them away. Just get them spayed and neutered.
Right. I mean, why is that such a big deal? A lot of them are being brought in, apparently, from other countries, unnamed countries in the Middle East. Warren Eckstein, check out his petshow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.